following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Fausto Fluker here in Refuge Family. What an amazing, amazing opportunity there is before us today. 2021, a new decade, a new year, a new day, practically. It's interesting that we must walk by faith and not by sight. Walk like Enoch, who had fellowship with God so much that then God took him. Let us obey like Noah. In the midst of all the incredibility of the people, let us believe that God is instructing us as to what to do, and let us do exactly that. Let us believe like Abraham, who believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. That's right. What about digging like Isaac? Digging wells, letting God continue to lead him to dig in. Let us dig in the word of God. Let us understand the times that we're living. And let us wrestle like Jacob. I want to be blessed, and I'm not going to step back. I'm going to go for it. And what about dressing like Joseph, according to the revelation through the dreams, that he was able to realize that God was saying something, and though people didn't accept him, yet he knew that God was going to work for him, even though whatever was intended for evil, God turned it for good. Yes, Joseph, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac. What about Moses? Moses, stretching like Moses, and the Red Sea was open, stretching his arms in prayer so that the battle against the Amalekites will continue to move forward. What about Samson, who really came back again after his failures, after the many problems that he faced? And what about leading like Deborah, being someone who trusted and was eager and was bold to move forward? What about David, the dancer, being able to see how God has moved and what he has done, and he just danced before the Lord? Let us dance before the Lord. So much joy, let's leap of joy. And turn around and say, God, thank you, for you are mighty. Indeed, you are. And yet, Elisha was plowing. Elisha was also one that God used in a mighty way, because he intended to have the double portion of that anointing that he saw in Elijah. And Elijah was someone who really confronted the very one that had the power, the king at that time. So let us be like Daniel, men of prayer, morning, afternoon, and evening. Let us be like Daniel, praying and allowing God to move. Also, weak like Jeremiah, the book of Lamentations. Oh, how he had the burden because of the people being two-sided. The presence of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, with their hands raised up. But then they were also worshiping idols. There is so much hypocrisy today, and we have to stay away from that. Also, let's think about the worship of Mary with a sincere, loving heart, to worship Mary, and also speak truth like John. And one word message: repent. Repent. We must repent. We must come to turn with our life and how we definitely need the Lord to change us and transform us. Repentance is change of mind, change of heart, change of direction. What about Bartimaeus, who shout like, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. He wanted to have sight. And many of us need the sight of 2020 that has revealed the truth of what has been underneath for so long, and now it came afloat, it came to light. We were not as strong as we thought we were. Also, let us be like Lazarus, who came forth because Jesus called him out. Is Jesus calling you? Do you hear his voice? Then come out. From wherever you are, come out, and let Jesus bless you and use you in a very mighty way. Let us be the testimony that is undeniable, that Jesus changes people and brings even people back from death to life. What about that leper who gave thanks? There were 10 lepers, and they were all healed by Jesus, but only one of them came back to Jesus to say thank you. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. God has done so much for all of us. Let us be thankful. Let us look at the bright side of everything that has happened, and let us see the Lord in every situation. He's there. He will never leave us nor forsake us. So therefore, you and I, let us preach like Peter with boldness. Thus says the Lord, as it was written, now we see it come to pass. Yes, Peter, good old Peter. And what about serving? Serving like Stephen. We see that in the New Testament, who was willing at the end to be the first martyr because he didn't hold back. He spoke the truth and the Lord used him in a mighty way. And now we remember and study about him, a servant of the Lord that became not only a deacon, but also a preacher, an evangelist, and the first martyr. What about Silas? You know, to really break away from every situation and to be able to say, here I am, alongside of Paul, weeping songs of worship, worshiping the Lord after being completely taken to a difficult situation. And Paul, I call him the overcomer. And you and I need to be overcomers this new year, 2021, in order for us to love like Jesus, no matter what. No matter what rejection, no matter what misunderstanding may be taking place, let us walk circumspectly before the Lord. Let us please the Lord above anything and everybody else. Let us remember that the days are numbered. Therefore, we don't know what may happen tomorrow. Tomorrow is promised to no man. Also, the prayer of Moses in Psalms 90 talks about the eternity of God. We have an eternal God who points out to us our fragility. We are so fragile, and our time is in this earth like the grass that once is and then is cut away, is dried out. So Moses said in verse 12 of Psalms 90, teach me, Lord, to count the number of my days so that I may acquire wisdom in my heart. We need wisdom, but wisdom is more than head knowledge. Wisdom is that which the Lord gives us as revelation to put the knowledge of God with the application by the direction of God in our lives. So I want to tell you right now in the name of Jesus that God is working and he has not stopped working. In other words, God is on the move, on the move, on the move. And we must really jump in that wagon because the church is flourishing. The church is growing. The church is moving forward at the marching orders of Jesus. Let us not look back with any other intention than to say, look at where the Lord has brought us from and how Jesus will continue to lead us, guide us, provide us, and give us everything that we need. So it is a joy to be with you today. And again, thank you for your faithful love and support to all the ministries here in Refuge family. And thank you also for tuning in Refuge Daily. The Lord has blessed the Refuge Daily in an amazing way. And may I give a little note here of also an announcement that we have a Refuge Daily en Español, that means in Spanish, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And it's a thrill to see how many people get to hear the gospel in Spanish, words of encouragement, words of faith and of hope. That's what we need. So thank you for joining us. May the Lord richly bless you and fill your life with more hope because Jesus is our living hope. So may we have like Paul the Apostle, the prayer that anything that was of value before, we cast it out as something of no value just to know him, to know him, to do anything and everything in order to know God personally. And then also to experience the power of his resurrection, a new life, a new beginning, a new dimension in our lives. And thirdly, to have fellowship in the sufferings of Christ. It's not easy to be a Christian. It's not even possible to be a Christian without the help of the Holy Spirit, without the assistance of the Holy Spirit. So you and I, we need the Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Come and empower us, indwell us, and use us with anointing to speak to the hearts, to speak to the minds, to speak to the souls, that the Lord will bring back to life those dry bones in the valley, like he says in Ezekiel 37, referring to Israel. But right now we pray about the church to wake up and to rise up to the call and to the challenge. I love you. Again, I am Fausto Flueckert here in Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach, Refuge Family, telling you Jesus loves you, we love you, and we hope to see you soon. Thank you. Muchas gracias. Dios les bendiga.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.